Lesson 38. Old things are done away, and all things have become new. Book of Mormon, Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. 3 Nephi, chapters 12 through 15. Purpose: to encourage class members to be true disciples of Jesus Christ by following his example and by living the higher law that he taught to the Nephites. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. Jesus teaches the Beatitudes to the Nephites. B. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 13 through 16. Jesus declares that his followers are to be the salt of the earth and a light to other people. C. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 17 through 48, chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. Jesus declares that he has fulfilled the law of Moses. He teaches the people a higher law. D. 3 Nephi chapters 13 through 14. Jesus teaches the Nephites how they must live to be his true disciples. He tells them that those who hear and do his sayings are like a wise man who builds a house on a rock. 2. Additional reading. Matthew chapters 5 through 7. Doctrine and Covenants section 101, verses 39 through 40. Section 103, verses 9 and 10. 3. If you use the attention activity, bring pictures of Jesus Christ to class from the Meeting House Library or the Gospel Art Picture Kit. 4. If you use the activity on page 170, bring two clear containers to class, one filled with clean salt and the other filled with a mixture of salt and dirt. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Display a few pictures of Jesus Christ. Point out that in providing representations of Jesus' character, different artists have portrayed Jesus in many different ways. Then ask class members to think about the following question without answering aloud. If someone asked you to describe Jesus' character, what would you say? Explain that President Harold B. Lee spoke of one accurate description of Jesus' character. Then read the following statement by President Lee. In his Sermon on the Mount, the Master has given us somewhat of a revelation of his own character, which was perfect, or what might be said to be, an autobiography, every syllable of which he had written down in deeds, and in so doing has given us a blueprint for our own lives. Stand Ye in Holy Places, 1974, page 342. Explain that when Jesus visited the Nephites, he gave a discourse similar to the Sermon on the Mount. As we study and apply the teachings in this discourse, we will learn more about the Savior's character. We will also be able to develop a blueprint or plan to pattern our lives after the life of the Master. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Jesus teaches the Beatitudes to the Nephites. Read and discuss selected verses from 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 1 through 12, as outlined below. You may want to have class members compare 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 3 through 12, with the similar teachings in the Sermon on the Mount, found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 12. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 3. What does it mean to come unto Christ? As class members discuss this question, you may want to refer to 3 Nephi, chapter 9, verses 13 through 14, verses 20 through 22, and Ether, chapter 12, verse 27. How does being poor in spirit, or humble, help us come unto Christ? 3 Nephi, chapter 12, verse 4. What are some ways the Lord provides for us to be comforted? For some examples, see John chapter 14, verses 26 through 27, Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 9. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 5. What does it mean to be meek? President Gordon B. Hinckley said, "Meekness implies a spirit of gratitude, as opposed to an attitude of self-sufficiency, an acknowledgement of a greater power beyond oneself, a recognition of God, and an acceptance of His commandments." With all thy getting, get understanding. Ensign, August 1988, pages 3 and 4. 3 Nephi, chapter 12, verse 6. What do you think it means to hunger and thirst after righteousness? What will we be filled with as we hunger and thirst after righteousness? 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 7. Why is it important that we be merciful? Why do we need the Lord's mercy? See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 8. Why must we be pure in heart to be able to see God? See 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 21. In what ways can we purify our hearts? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 1, for some answers to this question. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 9. How can we be peacemakers in our homes and communities? 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 10 through 12. Why are the righteous sometimes persecuted? How should we respond to persecution? See 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 44, Luke chapter 6, verse 35. 2. Jesus declares that His followers are to be the salt of the earth and a light to other people. Read and discuss 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 13 through 16. Jesus said, "I give unto you to be the salt of the earth," 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 13. To help class members understand what it means to be the salt of the earth, read or have a class member read the following statement by Elder Bruce R. McConkie. Among the ancient Hebrews, salt was used as a preservative in seasoning food and in all animal sacrifices. Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13. Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 24. Mark chapter 9, verses 49 and 50. Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13. Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 24. So essential was it to the sacrificial ordinance that it was the symbol of the covenant made between God and His people in connection with that sacred performance. Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13. Numbers chapter 18, verse 19. 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 5. Accordingly, our Lord's statement, made first to the Jews and then to that other great body of Hebrews, the Nephites, that they had power to be the salt of the earth, takes on great significance. They had power, in other words, to be the seasoning, savoring, preserving influence in the world, the influence which would bring peace and blessings to all others. Mormon Doctrine, 2nd edition, 1966, pages 667 through 668. How can our influence help others receive peace and other blessings? Display the containers of salt. See Preparation Item 4. ask class members which salt they would rather use, then read the following statement by Elder Carlos E. Acey. A world-renowned chemist told me that salt will not lose its savor with age. Savor is lost through mixture and contamination. In Conference Report, April 1980, page 60, or Ensign, May 1980, page 42. How can we avoid being contaminated by the things of the world? Have class members read Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 39 and 40, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 103, verses 9 and 10, aloud. What do these passages teach about being the salt of the earth and the light of the people? How can Latter-day Saints be saviors of men? Answers may include sharing the gospel and doing temple work. How can we let our light shine before the people? See 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 16, chapter 18, verse 24. What should be the result of our letting our light shine? See 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 16. 3. Jesus declares that he has fulfilled the law of Moses. He teaches the people a higher law. Read and discuss selected verses from 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 17 through 48, chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. Explain that the law mentioned in these verses is the law of Moses. The law of Moses was a strict system of performances and ordinances, including animal sacrifice. Mosiah chapter 13, verses 29 and 30. It had been given to help the Israelites look forward to the atonement of Jesus Christ. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 24. Mosiah chapter 13, verses 31 through 33, Alma chapter 34, verses 13 through 14. Who gave the law of Moses to the Israelites? See 3 Nephi chapter 15, verses 4 through 5. Jesus declared to the Nephites that he had fulfilled the law of Moses. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 17 through 19. Chapter 15, verses 2 through 5. How did Jesus fulfill this law? The Savior fulfilled the law of Moses when he atoned for our sins. Alma, chapter 34, verses 13 through 16. After his atonement, the people were no longer commanded to make animal sacrifices, which had been required as part of the law of Moses, to point toward the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Instead, the people were commanded to offer for a sacrifice a broken heart and a contrite spirit. 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 20. See also 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 19. Explain that after Jesus declared that he had fulfilled the law of Moses, he gave the Nephites a higher law. Write the following chart on the chalkboard, listing the scripture passages that you feel will be most helpful for class members. Have class members read each passage listed under the Law of Moses, and then read the corresponding passage listed under the Higher Law. Ask them to discuss the differences between these laws. Invite them to share ways that the higher law can help us draw closer to the Lord. The Law of Moses, 3 Nephi, chapter 12, verse 21. The higher law, 3 Nephi, chapter 12, verses 22 through 24. The Law of Moses, 3 Nephi, chapter 12, verse 27. The higher law, 3 Nephi, chapter 12, verses 28 through 30. The Law of Moses, 3 Nephi, chapter 12, verse 31. The Higher Law, 3 Nephi, chapter 12, verse 32. See also the first additional teaching idea. the law of Moses, 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 33, the higher law, 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 34 through 37. The law of Moses, 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 38, the higher law, 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 39 through 42, the law of Moses, 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 43, the higher law, 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 44 and 45. After teaching the Nephites that they should love their enemies, Jesus said, "Therefore I would that ye should be perfect, even as I or your Father who is in heaven is perfect." 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 48. Why do we need the atonement of Jesus Christ in order to be perfected? See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 7 through 9, 3 Nephi chapter 19, verses 28 and 29, Moroni chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. 4. Jesus teaches the Nephites how they must live to be his true disciples. Read selected verses from 3 Nephi chapters 13 and 14. Explain that these chapters contain teachings on how we can be true disciples of Jesus Christ. Discuss some or all of these teachings as outlined below. 3 Nephi chapter 13 verses 1 through 8, 3 Nephi chapter 13 verses 16 through 18. Why did Jesus condemn some people who did good things, such as doing alms, giving to the poor, praying, and fasting? What should our motives be when we give service and do other good works? 3 Nephi chapter 13, verses 9 through 13, 3 Nephi chapter 14, verses 7 through 11. What do Jesus' words in these verses teach about how we should pray? 3 Nephi chapter 13, verses 14 through 15. Why is it important that we forgive others? How can we become more forgiving? 3 Nephi chapter 13, verses 19 through 24. What does it mean to have an eye that is single? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 67 through 69. Why is it impossible for us to serve both God and mammon, worldliness? 3 Nephi chapter 13, verses 25 through 34. To whom did the Savior direct the words recorded in these verses? See 3 Nephi chapter 13, verse 25. How can we apply these words in our lives, even though we have not received the command to take no thought for food, drink, or clothing? See 3 Nephi chapter 13, verse 33. What blessings come to people who put the things of God first in their lives? 3 Nephi chapter 14, verses 1 through 5. How can we avoid improperly judging or criticizing others? 3 Nephi chapter 14, verse 6. This same teaching is found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. In the Joseph Smith translation of that verse, Jesus commands his disciples to preach repentance rather than teach the mysteries of the kingdom. Joseph Smith translation, Matthew, chapter 7, verses 9 through 11. Why is it important to focus our gospel teaching on basic doctrines? 3 Nephi, chapter 14, verse 12. How does following this principle make us better disciples of Christ? 3 Nephi, chapter 14, verses 13 through 14. Why is it significant that the way to eternal life is narrow, while the way to destruction is broad? 3 Nephi, chapter 14, verses 15 through 20. Why is this teaching particularly important today? See Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verse 22, which describes the last days. 3 Nephi chapter 14, verses 21 through 23. Why must we do the will of Heavenly Father to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 20 and 21. 3 Nephi chapter 14, verses 24 through 27. In what ways does Jesus' parable about building a house on a rock or sand apply in our lives? See Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. Conclusion. Have a class member read 3 Nephi chapter 15, verse 1 aloud. Explain that as we live according to the Savior's teachings, we will have a sure foundation and be strengthened to withstand whatever trials or temptations we may experience. We will become the salt of the earth and the light of the people, and we will be able to help others draw nearer to the Savior. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 13 through 16. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or both of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Jesus' teaching about divorce. As you discuss the Savior's teaching recorded in 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 32, you may want to share the following information. In ancient Israel, a man could put away or divorce his wife for insignificant reasons. However, in a perfect world such as the celestial kingdom, divorce does not exist. Because the earth is not yet perfect, divorce is allowed, but should not happen except for the most serious reasons. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 9, Jesus indicates that a man who divorced his wife for a frivolous reason was still married to her in the eyes of God, and the man thus committed adultery if he married another woman. See James E. Talmage, Jesus the Christ, 3rd edition, 1916, pages 473 through 475, page 484. See also Bruce R. McConkie, The Mortal Messiah, 4 volumes, 1979 through 1981, volume 2, pages 138 and 139. 2. Ye are they of whom I said, other sheep I have. 3 Nephi, chapter 15, verse 21. Have a class member read John chapter 10, verse 16 aloud. Who were these other sheep? See 3 Nephi chapter 15, verse 21, chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. Why were the disciples in Jerusalem unable to understand Jesus' teaching about other sheep? See 3 Nephi chapter 15, verses 14 through 19. How does unbelief prevent people from understanding the Word of God in its fullness? End of lesson 38. Old things are done away, and all things have become new. From the Book of Mormon Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.